Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're battling the globalist. We're already into the third hour on this live Wednesday edition, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Rita, Steve, and many others, your calls are coming up. What we'll do is we'll go through little blitzes of calls, little groupings of calls, and then back into little groupings of news. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Some of the things I want to cover is this new urban warfare takeover drill they're doing. This is from the Pentagon's own website. CBS News, Die Conspiracy Theory Revealed. Paul's an expert on this. We'll go over some of their propaganda. Vet Sue Rumsfeld over health care cuts. FBI's power may become fearsome. We'll also get into anti-illegal activists threaten to poison people's food. That is, the anti-illegals activists have been threatened with having their food poisoned by the Mecha crowd. A major offensive going on in Iraq right now, the Al-Zawahiri situation. I mean, how many times have they killed him, captured him? It's just ridiculous. It makes the private lynch Pat Tillman propaganda look absolutely just unbelievably stupid. It just gets worse and worse by the millisecond. That's just some of what's coming up. Paul, right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Rita in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Alex. Somebody called up a little while ago to ask you about George Norrie, and that just brought something to mind. Have you ever heard of hypersonic sound?
Yes.
And the guy was on George Norrie the other day, and it's a speaker that can go 500 times the distance of a regular speaker. You can point it at one person, and they'll be the only person that could hear it.
Yeah, I had the CEO on. They have Coke machines for 3 years in Tokyo that from like 50 yards away target your head with a sensor and then beam it to your skull. That was patented in 1956. And it's similar to the huge sound cannons they use to shatter people's nerve endings in their middle ear that they had in New York. They're also using in Iraq. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, and now it's going a step beyond that with what they call neuro-advertising, where they literally scan your brain for your interest as you're walking past an advertising billboard, and then the appropriate product is displayed on the billboard.
Yeah, it picks up, is the area of your brain associated with sexual excitement activated? Is your area associated with headaches excited? And they're already talking about testing it. And again, 5 U.S. airports already have this. Passive MRIs that scan your brain. And if you're upset, they're going to question you.
You know, I was in the grocery store, and I noticed that they have these televisions like above, like frozen meat cabinets. Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I heard a click, so I didn't know. Anyway, and I noticed that, and then now at the checkout, they have these television cameras for you to watch, you know. And I noticed that when you get up to them, you don't hear them until you get right by them. And I'm wondering if that's what they're doing in the stores, too. But yeah,
no, they have them turned down.
Well, as soon as you get in front of it, you can hear it. You know, but
well, it may have a little sensor in it that automatically kicks it on, which is a precursor.
Yeah, the hypersonic sound, you can look it up. It's at the Chicago Trade Show right now. But hypersonic sound.
No, I had the CEO on that first put it.
Woody Norris?
Pardon me?
Woody Norris is the guy.
I don't remember. It's a California-based company that first put them in Coke machines.
Yeah, I wonder how many schizo meds were sold with hypersonic sound, and these people that are hearing these voices, you know, that do crazy things. They say, oh, well, he was hearing voices, you know. But anyhow, yeah.
It's called sound-to-skull technology.
All right. And you know what? One last thing is just, you know, for your symbol, does anybody make a skull, do not skull and bones, you know, like do not enter, that big red slash in a circle? You know, I was thinking that would make a good bumper sticker, do not skull and bones, and then Infowars.com.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, no skull and bones.
Yeah, do not skull and bones. Okay, see you, Alex.
Thank you. Great points. We will get a comment from Lord Watson on the other side about her call. Then we will take more of your calls and cover more news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got about 51 minutes left. Loaded phone lines, masses of news. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, Dr. Breeding, and Paul, I want you to be in on this with us because I want to know if you've got similar stuff going on in England. I've read you have, but not even this draconian. Dr. Breeding's been down giving press conferences, lobbying downtown at the Capitol here in Austin. But they're trying to pass the New Freedom Initiative, and they keep trying to water it down to please people, but it's only watered down on the surface. The language is still there. So real quick, to give us a update on this legislation at the deep in the heart of Texas at the state capitol is Dr. John Breeding, and to give us those phone numbers because they're on the verge this afternoon of giving us the new freedom. You must give us your children so we can test them with guidelines written by the drug companies. But Dr. Breeding, tell us all about it.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Just real quick, your callers are creating a lot of frazzled politicians right now is the main thing I wanted to say, first of all.
Good.
They're really feeling the heat, the people who don't like the amendment, but want it. There's an amendment basically that puts this new freedom language onto another bill that's relatively innocuous. The people that sponsor that bill don't want it to die, and so they're trying to get compromise. The sponsor of that amendment, Kyle Janik, is feeling the heat from all over Texas. The lieutenant governor is starting to get calls, including from national reporters. So people in Texas and people all over the country are calling, and now it's time to call Governor Perry.
Well, ask them why they want to turn Texas into the Soviet Union. They were the masters. If you're mentally ill in China, they grab you if you criticize the government and drag you off for forced drugging and until you're well. Paul Watson, any comments on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the Soviet defectors came out and warned against, that government defines mental illness as opposition to authority.
It's Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Yeah, it's what every tyrant throughout history has done. They've got a similar bill in this country, the Mental Health Act, which they're trying to pass, whereby the language defines mental illness as temporarily unable to make decisions, which is so vague it could be applied to anything.
Well, basically, they want to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and their path to it is to circumnavigate it all and just say, no, these little psychiatrists with their degrees who are go off handbooks written by the drug companies, we will say who's bad.
Yeah, you guys got it. It's driven by the drug companies. They funded the algorithms in Texas that decide what drugs. They were behind the development of
all
the
new ones
commission.
That have patents on them that are very expensive, of course.
That's right. And we're using them more and more with our children. Children of color are disproportionately represented, but all children are.
And that's because the state psychiatrist said that it's a bad gene pool.
And yeah, right, and because they have public funding, they can get the Medicaid funding to pay for
well,
the drugs.
Well, now, what's the chances? We shot down three bills a month and a half ago. This one's in committee.
We shot down three bills. This one's in committee. It's hanging on by a thread, though, I tell you. And we've got about four different strategies going on over there. But
this is the info war. Intensify firepower to the forward batteries. Go to some fun numbers.
I talked to a couple of politicians directly today who were just not real nice to me because they were just so frustrated with getting call after call after call and their bill being in jeopardy. And
intensify firepower. What's the phone number?
Intensify firepower. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, 512-463-0001. That's Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, 512-463-0001. And Governor Perry, 512-463-2000. 512-463-2000. This is Perry's baby, and we want him to know it's a poison baby, and it needs to die.
Well, he's got problems. I mean, he's the guy 90-plus percent don't want toll roads, and he just says, I'll give you more than the whole nation has.
He's got a lot of problems. A lot of his initiatives are falling apart, and this one needs to fall apart, too.
Well, that's
so
because they're blackmailing.
Perry.
They're blackmailing the governor.
Yeah. 512-463-2000. You're making a difference. I really appreciate it, Alex, and all your callers. Please know that your calls are getting an effect there. We've got a firestorm going. We'll know tomorrow the outcome on this one.
Give us those numbers, a volley of numbers, one more time in case people missed them.
Okay. Governor Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor, 512-463-0001. Governor Perry, 512-463-2000. It's House Bill 2572, particularly Amendment 1, no mental health screening. We want our children protected from government intrusion and from psychiatric intrusion.
And again, Texas is the big battleground right now.
That's right.
On this subject. Dr. Breeding, thanks for the info.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care. There's an update, and believe me, all over the country you should call. This affects everyone, but especially Texans. I mean, it's going to happen. Your child will come home. I mean, they were telling the horror stories at the press conference yesterday, I heard on the radio. And, you know, they get your 13-year-old daughter. Do you feel depressed? Do you ever get sad? Yes. We're taking you right now. That's it. We're putting you in custody and give her the drugs right now. I mean, it is Paul Watson, comments?
Well, I mean, it's the whole nebulous nature of depression that makes it so easy to manipulate, you know, the definition of it and the treatment of it. And they put out all these confusing studies. There was a big university recently put out a study which said that smoking contributed largely to developing depression. And what was their solution to the problem? Nicotine. So they put out these intentionally confusing studies.
I'll tell you what the biggest thing is with depression, with young people, that we are designed at around 13 or 14 to want to leave the hut. That is, leave the family unit and start our own hut. And that's just how we're designed. Mammals, period. You know, your babies love you. Then when they become teenagers, they don't like you. Then they want to leave. And then, of course, they come back to you later saying that you were right. But that's how we're designed, as how God designed us. Well, Madison Avenue makes us feel inadequate because we don't have the bling bling and the new Cadillac. The culture that they bombard our children with tries to make them grow up too fast, confuses them, destroys their innocence, and so you do have problems. And in between the Twinkie machines and the Coke machines, it is a recipe for disaster. Their answer is deadly pharmacological drugs that accelerate the depression and suicidal tendencies and violence, and then that packs the prisons with good little criminals. It's a nice system, Paul.
Yeah, and then there was that study covered by the Washington Post where 50% of the participants in the experiment were given placebos, sugar pills, to treat depression, while the others were given drugs, and 50% who took the sugar pills recovered.
It had better results than the Prozac.
Exactly.
And then they did St. John's wort, and it was the sugar pill did better. Prozac made them more depressed. It was another serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It wasn't Prozac. Same thing, though. And then the St. John's actually got triple the results and actually helped people.
That's right. Which is why a lot of the alternative therapy, the St. John's wort and other similar vitamin compounds, that's why they're under the crackdown both in the U.S. and from the EU in Europe, with these new regulations making them prescription only. No over-the-counter sales of certain vitamins over a level of dosage.
And then again, most of the depression comes in the winter for adults. That's because the eyes need to pick up a certain level of bright sunshine for a chemical reaction in the brain, just like your skin needs a certain amount of sun for a key vitamin that can only be produced and broken down in the skin. And so people who live in winter areas need to make themselves get outside for at least 20 minutes outside of the shade and get the sunlight. That'll do better than the St. John's wort, which you don't need either.
That's right.
Anytime I feel down in the winter, I just go for a two-hour walk and I feel great.
Yeah, it's called seasonal affective disorder. I mean, I get it. I don't necessarily feel depressed.
Highest rate of suicide in the world is in the Scandinavian countries, and it's always, you know, in the 20 hours of darkness.
Yeah.
So they started painting the walls bright white in the offices and putting happy lights in that broadcast sunlight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can buy those lights which give off that sort of thing, and it works. I mean, it's very simple, and it's natural to get this in the first place. But as you said, the whole culture erected around it is to drive people towards these
I've
places.
Got a happy light on right now. Oh, I do. I mean, there's a happy light in here that my
but
friend...
What about the chip in your brain? Surely the government-mandated chip is the real solution, as they announced last week again.
Well, I'm an evil Al-Qaeda member. They have a happy life, so it needs to be controlled, Paul. I want to go to some calls, Paul, but again, I mentioned all this news. Let's just briefly talk about the latest thing. Metya says that when the Minutemen come in to have a conference in Las Vegas, that their illegal workers in the restaurant should poison them. And, I mean, they have the nerve to put this out on their website, Paul.
Yeah, and then when the Associated Press goes and talks to both parties, you know, they heavily focus on the Metya leaders denouncing the Minutemen. It's totally biased, the totally racist organization, but they're a supposed minority, so it's okay.
They call the Minutemen racist when their motto is for everything for the race, outside the race, nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same case with a lot of, you know, leaders of these minority groups. They preach tolerance, and yet they don't tolerate any criticism of their group. And
but that means, tolerance means submitting to them.
Exactly. Same with any movement. Homosexual movement preaches tolerance but wants to imprison pastors who, you know, read out Bible on the street.
Well, they charged them. They almost went to prison, 47 years.
Exactly. So tolerance of them, but no tolerance of any criticism of them.
And then the left loves that, so now they can't protest Bush. See, it's double-edged.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We'll come back to take calls, Paul, and then I want to get into how many times have they killed the number two Al-Qaeda man?
That I know of, about three. They've also captured him three or four times, and now, again, he's evacuated the country, supposedly.
He's been injured for the fourth time.
Yeah.
We're getting really close to him, folks. You can believe us on Pat Tillman and Private Lynch and Al Zawahiri, or however you pronounce this idiot's name. Another CIA pimp. We'll be right back with your calls and a lot more on the other side. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
learned it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to some calls. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Rents.com has a very good article on the midway through the page. It's called by John Kaminsky, called Six Strategies for Senseless Slaughter. And it's about the fact that our government soldiers are pulling over Iraqi farmers and planting bombs in there, and that's where all these bombs are coming from. So I don't know if you've seen that already.
Well, I know that P2OG calls for things like that, and I know that we got Israeli documents from the early 80s where they said they wanted to break Iraq down and have it an endless civil war. That's the pretext to stay there as they build the new, well, it's going to be 3,000 person, but now it's going to be 6,000 person mega embassy. And it's like the war on drugs. We think it's failing. No, it's succeeding. More people on drugs, more people in prison. Education's not failing. They're dumbing us down, getting the money for what they paid for. Thanks for the call, Steve. Paul, comments on that.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that in the past, whether some of these bombings are staged. We know that a lot of the beheadings and kidnappings were where it would be... you know, Iraqi security forces in sharp suits, and then it gets blamed on insurgents. British troops have been quoted before as saying that they think some of the bombings are being done by the US. And a lot of the car bombs, certainly in the past, have left large craters, which is not even consistent with what a car bomb would do. You know, it would find the...
And for those who don't know, I mean, when our troops get bombed, that's real. When the Green Zone gets bombed, that's real. A lot of these are real. But then when enemies of the administration get bombed, it's blamed on Al-Qaeda. You know, why would Al-Qaeda go bomb their own people? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they're certainly desperately trying to stir up resentment to have more bombings with, you know, things like releasing these Saddam and his underpants photos. So obviously some of them... are real bombings.
Because for those that don't know, to the Muslims, that is it's horrible to see a man in his underpants.
Yeah.
Bill in Canada. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alec. How are you doing, Brother Alec?
Good.
I highly respect what you're saying on a daily basis. I hope you carry on because you are exposing the evil. And I'm very proud to have someone in the United States of America that has all the brains.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, sir.
And I tell you one thing. We get the chemtrails on a daily basis around Toronto. When I talk to the cops about this, and they look at me, they tell me, why don't you go back where you come from?
Really?
Yeah. The police sergeant wasn't very pleased with me a couple of weeks ago. I was in a plaza and outside... in a parking lot, I was looking at the chemtrail. I said, look at them. They're spraying chemicals all over us. And he looked at me. He says, what, you're crazy? Why don't you go back where you came from? You're causing trouble. And I said, no, I'm not. They're spraying us like rats in a cage.
So he actually told you, go back where you come from.
Yes. And I tell you one thing, brother. I was trained in Brazil. I'm from Brazil. I was trained by a Jesuit seminary. And I can see all that. Exposure. I like to expose lots of things, and I can see everything that's going on here. Preparation for a third world war. Don't get me wrong. I'm not preaching hatred. I'm preaching exposure. Look at it. After the seminary, I came to the United States, and I joined the military. I spent over 9 years in the Special Forces, Green Berets. And when I was doing researches, who owns the army of the United States, globally, all the army? When you do very close researches. Alex, are you there?
Yes.
When you do very close researches, the banking system, the money cartel, when you look at the history of Rothschild and Napoleonic Wars and all the Soviet wars in Japan, all the money cartel is in control in the Vatican and the Zionism. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm only exposing.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll tell you this. Clearly, I mean, even Thomas Barnett, the big top Naval War College Golden Boy, says we work for the global government, the U.S. military works for the corporations, we don't work for the American people. Paul, you've seen the video of him on C-SPAN. I mean, it's not even a secret, is it, Paul?
No, Alec.
Let Paul comment. Let Paul comment, then I'll let you comment, Paul.
No, it's out in the open. We got the Barnett video in the video section of prisonplanet.com. Basically, he's just talking about global government, the New World Order, but using different, more catchy terms for it. So, you know, trying to make it appear as if it's something new and different. But
he openly says we work for Wall Street.
Yeah.
It's like Smedley Butler, but he's saying it's good. Yes, sir.
Yes. I was a first Louis in the United States military. When I asked Lieutenant Colonel, and I phoned Paul Gritz one time, I said, because you are such a big patriot, and you open your eyes and see the truth. You heard about Bo Gritz, right?
Yeah, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
It is Wednesday. We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're talking to Paul Watson and taking just a few more calls because we do have to get back into some more of the news. Bill in Canada, finish up what you were just saying. You were talking about...
Okay, could I finish up, please?
You were talking about Beelzebub. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When you look at very carefully in the history, deeply into history, why do they start war in Europe, the first war and second? Because they have no output. It means they have no market for their product. And there were too many high level of unemployment all across Europe. My father was a colonel in the German army. My father was saying that they couldn't handle the unemployment. It was so costly for the bankers. And the bankers say, why should we waste money with useless idiots? It's going to happen. Same thing in United States and Canada. We're going to have a civil war here. Because
well, war,
many
war also consolidates power.
Yes, because first thing, they don't
well,
care
you
about
you say your
us.
Father was a colonel in the German army. What, did he run to Brazil?
Yes, he did. He did after the war. And when he came to Brazil, Van Eybrid didn't like what he was doing. Van Eybrid tried to get rid of him because he was exposing lots of things about Catholic Church has been highly involved in that, the Jesuits, and I went to the Jesuit school at the age of 5.
Well, tell me, who was your father?
I cannot mention that. He's dead 6 years ago, and he used to say that the international bankers, the money cartel, are destroying and will continually destroy until the end. Over 5 years.
Well, did he understand that Hitler was controlled by these same people?
Yes. Yes, he mentioned when he, on a river when he was fishing one time, he told about this, for my brother and for me. He says, we will have no peace in this war until they will finish by over 5 billion people because they are overpopulated. The master plan by United Nations Committee and the UN conference is saying we have to have 500 million to 700 million people in the planet because overpopulation. In the United States alone, there will be maybe 30 million people left. Believe me, the master plan is to destroy, depopulate, and wherever you
but to do that extermination, they've got to get their police state in place first in the name of stopping the terrorism. And I would tell you, Kurt Waldheim, big Nazi, they guarded him. They had him as the UN chief.
Yes, they already have everything in place, Alex. They have, here in Toronto, they were writing about this, trucks, the refrigerated trucks, when the flu will take over 2 weeks ago, they have that in a star. And they were saying that they're expecting high level of flu. But they will create that flu themselves. Everything is ready. Everything is ready to destroy. When they were calling SARS, when I asked a doctor, there is no such a word in medical books as SARS. It's influenza. You know what a doctor looked at me? He says, he's a friend of mine. He says, I cannot comment on that. And I say, why not? It's influenza. They've been digging for virus for years ago. To bring that virus had been brought from Egypt in the 18th century by the English expedition. They brought it over to England. They manufacture, and they say that was a curse from the Egyptian
money. Well, they also
money.
dug it up at the North Pole. They just dug it out of a dead whaler. Listen, interesting call. Thanks for the call. We're running out of time here. You're welcome to call back. You called about a year ago, and it was interesting talking to you. So call back sooner than a year, okay, Bill?
You're a gentleman. I highly respect you, brother.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. You don't have to thank me. Everybody, you know, these neocons make you worship them to even get on the air. You don't have to do that here. Anybody can call in as long as it's not one of our stalkers or government ops. And I know who they are, and when they call, I deal with it. But Paul Watson, let's talk about the globalist master plan a little bit. For people that don't understand it, why don't you give us your take on it?
Well, I mean, the goal is world government. And the current geopolitical landscape looks as if it's going to be the US versus China and Russia. And after that whole thing flares up, the European Union and the United Nations will be there to pick up the pieces and then become the new world government. Whether it will happen due to Russia fueling these Iranian reactors this year remains to be seen. It'll probably take something bigger than that. But, I mean, you have instability all around the world. I mean, you have China and Japan in another spat with each other. Japan and South Korea in geopolitical spats with each other. So, I mean, the tensions are definitely rising worldwide, and people are aligning, the countries are aligning against each other.
And the globalists are running around serving out the nuclear weapons.
Well, that's right. I mean, the international arms market is what fuels all this. It's how Pakistan and India got each other's throats back in 2002 because the British and the American were arming both sides. And that developed onto the tensions, the development of tensions between Pakistan and the US now that it's going the way of apparently not being our ally in the war on terror because apparently they've been capturing top Al-Qaeda members and letting them go free, which we see stories about every few months. So Pakistan is moving further towards China.
But then that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, there's a CIA dictatorship over there, and they've been ordered to protect Al-Qaeda, and that's come out in the mainstream news.
Yeah, but then on a global level, it allies them more closely with China to prop up China against the U.S. I mean, that's what I see happening.
You know, the globalists have got everything, but they always want more, and they love destruction, Paul. They're cooking up quite a banquet of death.
Yeah, I mean, it just remains to be seen for how much longer we can back them off. Certainly, I think we've been successful since 9/11 as a benchmark. I mean, back in those days, it appeared that there was going to be a terrorist attack every day from the propaganda that was coming out, but we've backed them off nearly 4 years now. And a lot of the stuff they wanted to get through has not got through. They're trying to expand the Patriot Act, but they're having problems with that. So, I mean, we're withholding a lot of the tyranny, which would have overwashed us.
Well, here's the problem. They need troops for Iraq. They need troops for the next invasion. Their programs are not going well. That looks to me like, though, they're probably going to pull something off big.
Well, yeah, and the only... I mean, what, you need 600... The number was 660,000 troops just to go into North Korea, which would get them on the border with China. And the only way that's going to be achieved is with the draft. There's no other way to get it done unless you have client countries or the United Nations go in and take over Iraq and get the troops out of Iraq, which may be the reason for the continued bloodshed. As we've mentioned in the past, it may be a staged theatre for the global cry for the United Nations to go in and take over. So then the U.S. can get those troops out and move them around the chessboard.
It's amazing, Paul. Shifting gears, 1,000 U.S. troops launch offensive in Iraq. Marines and sailors and soldiers encircled the River City in the troubled Anbar province before dawn today, launching a major anti-insurgent operation in the vast western region in less than a month. Helicopters swept down the palm tree groves, dropped Marines who blocked off one side of Haditha, while other troops on foot and in armored vehicles established checkpoints and moved toward the city center. I mean, they don't even control most of the cities, Paul. It's just continual guerrilla warfare.
Well, no, and this is the fallacy that we get from journalists and propagandists who come back into the U.S. after visiting Iraq and say, you know, the liberal media is lying. It's all very calm and peaceful. There's nothing really happening. Everything is under control. They never leave the green zone, which is the only, basically the only part of Iraq which they really fully control, because it's heavily fortified and guarded, and that's the only place where the journalists ever go. So, of course, if you go in there and think that's an example for the entire country, you're going to think everything's under control. The facts are it isn't.
Bars everywhere, topless bars, huge walls, and but even there, every day or so, mortars and car bombs are exploding.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can't even protect that.
I tell you, Paul, what do you in your little crystal ball think's going to happen in the next couple of years in Iraq?
The British said recently that it's going to drag on until 2010 before any kind of withdrawal. I believe it'll stay the same. It is a Vietnam situation. Maybe it was designed to be all along. And eventually the United Nations will go in there, or, you know, another government will be elected and the U.S. will be kicked out.
Meanwhile, Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down, and from their own website, U.S. Joint Forces Command and U.S. Marine Corps began co-sponsoring the Joint Urban Warrior Seminar War Game. It is the second in the JUW series going on right now. And the goal of the series is to give joint and combined force commanders a knowledge base of separating adversaries from the rest of the population, that's arresting citizens, and minimizing unnecessary destructive effects. Additionally, lessons from JUW5 will improve the design of future urban experiments, influencing ongoing development of the joint urban training strategy, and suggest improvements to the Department of Defense Joint Urban Operations Master Plan, according to Don Streetman. The U.S. Joint Forces Command's Joint Experiment Directorate is intended to provide a vehicle for communicating and integrating the activities of different services and agencies addressing urban operations, concept development, and experimentation. And I've been to these, Paul. They work with local police. They drill to arrest Americans. Here they are openly admitting this is for domestic takeover, Paul. And we've got outgoing head of CENTCOM last year saying, another attack, we sign the government over to military control.
Well, that's right. It's just whether you believe that they'll take the route of policing the people physically or mentally. I mean, they've seen throughout history that the jackbooted approach doesn't work. It works temporarily, but not in the long term. So, I mean, if that's the way they want to go, then I would welcome it if it came down to the wire, because it's never worked throughout history, and I don't think it's going to work now. I know the propaganda is so much more sophisticated. But still, to have that visceral jackbooted approach where people can see that it's a dictatorship right up close and personal, then they'll react to that. I don't think it's going to work in the long term.
But very quietly for decades, they've been gearing up for it.
Exactly. And I mean, it's obviously they're going to identify minorities of insurgents. I mean, in 10 years' time, we'll be the insurgents. And it could develop from people not taking the ID card, people not taking the implantable chip, so they do have a minority that they can focus this on, this police state, these urban warfare drills, and demonize us, so the rest of the population, in fact, support the suppression that will ensue from that in a Tiananmen Square-style situation. So to use it wholesale, I think, is out of the question. To use it on minorities, which they define as terrorists within the U.S., is entirely possible. That's what it's geared towards, I think.
I agree, but that itself will fail. We're about to take one final call from Bill in Wisconsin. That's all I have time to take, but I've got several other articles here. Before we do that, Paul, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. It is only 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription. You really get 3 months for free. 19 cents a day with a monthly trial subscription. All 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. I mean, an e-book's normally $5.95, folks. A bunch of other e-books, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, special text reports. It gets better and better every day, and it takes, what, about a minute and a half to sign up via PayPal or credit card via PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul?
That's right, or even less. As I said before, I mean, it's chock full. It's been going over a year. It's a library archive of material. You can download all the video and audio files, play them on your MP3 player, burn them, save them. So, I mean, even if you wanted to subscribe for just 1 month, you could get everything for $5.95.
And that's our goal. We just want the information out there. You are creating private libraries everywhere as a brain trust of information and then helping spread that. So PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get my new martial law film. Paul, do you have that Jeff Rentz quote? Because I really haven't solicited reviews, though we're getting hundreds of positive reviews. But Jeff was a TV exec, anchorman, and I was blown away by his lavish 30-minute review the other night. But can you read us that quote?
Yeah, Jeff Rentz on martial law, quote, "The greatest single serving of political truth and awareness that I have yet come across in my life."
So, again, folks, you need to get martial law. We document savagely who carried out 9/11. We document who the globalists are, what their mindset is, this culture of death. We show the police state. We show their real programs. We document the torture. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. As they say in England, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want to commend all of you that have gotten the films and have made copies. Keep it up. Those that have gotten the film and haven't made copies, please make copies. Those that haven't gotten the films, order them today, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com to order hard copies. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the films. You make what we do possible. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, John. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my name is John.
Okay, John.
I went to the stores the other day, and there's these vets who are out there giving away flags for donations and stuff. And I asked the vet, "You know about depleted uranium?" And he was really quiet. He kind of got silent. He shook his head, "Yes, though." And all of a sudden, this guy comes up next to me, and he goes, grabs a flag, gives a donation. He goes, "My kid's going to Iraq." I said, "Oh, yeah, Company B2 at the 127, which is the unit I served in here in Green Bay." And he goes, "Yeah, that's the one. You know it?" I said, "Yeah, I served 9 years." I said, "You know what depleted uranium is?" And the guy says, "No." So I had to explain it to him. Then he didn't believe me, so I point to the vet. The vet shakes his head, "Yeah, leave this guy." Then he went from, "Yeah, my kid's going to Iraq," to just all crying. You know, he just almost broke down.
Yeah, our government uses something that they know will kill many of our troops and has tripled the birth deformities, and they bomb the bases this time where your son's going to live. You can say bye to your son. You'll probably outlive him. He'll die in your arms.
Yeah, I forgot to say hi, Dr. Watson. And I went down to my unit. I got two guys. I've been out for 12 years, and there's two guys in there yet. So I got a hold of them, and I explained to them what's going on. They had no clue. No clue whatsoever. How to protect themselves when they go over there. Are they worried?
Well, again, the original Army manuals from the mid-'80s, early 90s say it's deadly. You've got to cover yourself. Only use it in limited areas. Now they've removed those manuals and don't even give them any safety training.
Yeah, and what,
they bombed hundreds of bases and had our troops move right into them.
And one guy said, well, I'm going to be in TAC operations. I should be safe. I said, did you ever hear the wind? You know? Wake up.
Well, the incredible thing is our generals even move into the places they bombed, which I guess we've got to commend them. I mean, it's a crazy denial, Paul.
Well, I mean, you just have to remember that they don't see the mangled Iraqi babies born after this DU exposure. They're sold on the Pat Tillman story. That's all they know. I mean, they don't see stories like, you know, this one, vets who Rumsfeld over healthcare cuts, cutting the veterans' benefits again. They're not exposed to that because the top of the evening news, it's all about the heroic fable of Pat Tillman and Jessica Lynch.
Yeah, great heroes. Thanks for the call. More news straight ahead.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't forget, I'll be showing my new film, Martial Law, at the Alamo Draft House downtown, Friday, June 3rd at 7 and 10 p.m. Two separate showings. Link through Infowars.com to the subpage of the Alamo Draft House website to purchase tickets beforehand or get them at the door. And if it sells out a few days before or some of the showings sell out, I'll be sure to tell you which showing you can still go to. And then coming up the next Wednesday, June 8th, 8 p.m., Alamo Draft House South Lamar will have a showing there as well. It's going to be great. Hope to see you there. Paul Watson, a couple final news articles I wanted to go over. They didn't care if the American people didn't want a national ID card here. They just did it. But over in England, Tony Blair is saying, oh, we've got to stop identity theft, but it's in our news that the banks are selling the data, and that's why most of this is happening, and that Social Security cards, and in your country, your ID numbers, are actually what is causing all of this. It's what is allowing thieves to do this. So they've really been beating this identity theft thing while allowing it to happen as a pretext to bring in these suckers.
Well, yeah, and that's probably the plan, which will lead to the call for the implanted microchip, because the ID card won't solve identity theft, you know, in the face of companies like ChoicePoint losing 400,000 people's data. It will compound identity theft, which will then lead for the call to, for it to be more secure.
Well, Bank of America just sold 600,000-something people's accounts and data and everything to some front fraud group.
Yeah, I mean, those corporations and banks get caught doing that almost on a monthly basis now. So it's all geared towards, you know, the call going out for more secure technology, biometrics, if they don't get that in already, and then the implantable chip.
So they're letting them do whatever they want, causing the problem, and then offering the solution, everything you do being spied on. But you guys have voted down the national ID card how many times?
Well, I mean, they first talked about it back in the 80s, and there were bills introduced in the early 90s.
It did like six times now?
Yeah, it just keeps popping up again and again. And they'll just keep putting these bills through until they get it passed. It's just
shifting gears. We have a huge Diana section that you really ought to get posted back on the main page. And here's CBS News. Princess Diana is back in the headlines of the newspaper report on the possible murder conspiracy related to her death almost 8 years ago. It's admitted she was killed, Paul, but it's still a conspiracy. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got the quote of the bodyguard. Up until this very day, not one piece of evidence has been produced that would suggest that Diana and Dodie were murdered. Not one piece of evidence has been produced that it was an accident.
I mean, she said, Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident.
They're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. There's MI6 agents crawling around the tunnel. Henri Paul, the driver, is getting paid by MI6. The hospital drives at 25 miles an hour past four hospitals on the way. She dies, obviously, because of that. The police radios all fail before the car goes into the tunnel.
The cameras all turn off.
Cameras turn off, the crime scene's immediately cleaned straight after the crash. There's just a few examples. We've got the archive on prisonplanet.com with all of them, which clearly show that it was murder, partially because she was a loose cannon. She was speaking out in the royal family. And
well, she did video tapes. If they kill me, it was Charles. They're going to kill me in an auto accident. She wrote letters, too, but that doesn't count.
And she said to clear the path for Charles to remarry. What happened 2 months ago, Charles remarried to the woman he'd always wanted to marry. But again, all a coincidence.
One more article here out of the Arizona Republic. Family buys beautiful 50 acres, and the feds just say, you're not allowed to go to your own property, and they just take it. I mean, that's your government, folks. That's your freedom. Time that we stand up and resist this and get our country back, get the Western governments back that have been captured by the globalists and being used as engines of world domination. Paul, closing comments.
Well, I mean, just to use a British phrase, keep your chin up. I mean, I remain hopeful that we're waking a lot of people up, having a great effect.
We are, Paul, and people are listening like never before. All right, Vaya con Dios, my friend. Good job as usual. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We've been adding a lot of neat things to PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, so be sure and check them out. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.